A new poll finds Donald Trump trailing Hillary Clinton badly in the presidential race in New York. As Karen DeWitt reports, it could be good news for Democrats in the state Senate.
The latest poll from Siena College finds that Hillary Clinton is ahead of Trump by 30 points, 57% to 27% in a two-way race. Siena's Steve Greenberg says it's getting late for that to turn around.
There are 13 weeks till Election Day. That is a long time in the political world. Anything can happen. However, New York has not gone Republican in a presidential election since Ronald Reagan in 1984.
Greenberg says when you drill down into the numbers, Trump's biggest weakness is among Republican voters. Only about half of GOP voters are for Trump, with nearly a quarter of Republicans saying they would vote for Clinton. And Clinton leads among New York City voters by a huge margin, as well as being ahead with suburban, upstate, and independent voters. A landslide for Clinton in New York could help Democrats retake the state Senate. Democrats already numerically have the majority, but they're split into two factions. Senator Mike Gianaris, the Democrats' chief campaign strategist, says he's most heartened by Clinton's increasing strength at the top of the 2016 ticket.
There's enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton in New York and tremendous antipathy towards Donald Trump.
Greenberg with Siena says even with the immense lead of Hillary Clinton in the presidential race, voters have a long tradition in New York of splitting the ticket when it comes to their local lawmakers.
They know how to vote for one party for one office and the other party for another office. So we have to see, because it really is district by district.
But he says it's a presidential year, and historically, that's been better for Democrats. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.